good news, no sweat news here on this Wednesday morning. And the good news, no sweat news quiz for a 12-pack New Jersey Lottery scratch-offs.
Yeah.
Got his eyes lit up there for a second.
12-pack.
12-pack and a couple of cool Rad Radio bandanas.
If you win some cash, you can afford a few 12-packs of something else.
Couple of beverages.
Exactly.
Dateline, your grocery store candy aisle for story number one. Halloween candy is already showing up in grocery stores. And that is about 3 weeks earlier than usual.
Wow.
Jeez. Normally, we'd be like, geez, come on, let us get through Labor Day before the Halloween candy comes out. But this year, we've got this pandemic going on.
No one knows what the hell's going to happen.
Where are we going to be on October 31st? Are kids going to be trick-or-treating?
I'm just hoping we're all still alive.
We know the Tom's River Halloween parade was canceled.
Yeah, I mean, come on. They're all going to be canceled, probably.
I mean, I'm up for the treat, but if the trick is the coronavirus, hey, maybe everybody could just chill out.
Yeah.
I'm going to dump a big box of candy on my front lawn and say, here, just grab from there, kid.
Is a mask, like a costume mask, considered a mask?
I would think so.
Yeah, I would suppose.
If it's covering the nose.
A costume mask would be a mask.
Depends.
Yeah.
If it's like Darth Vader or Chewbacca, yes. If it's like
Jason with the hockey mask, there's a lot of holes in that.
But if it's like one of those like superhero like Batman, your whole bottom face is exposed. So I would say Batman, no. Yeah. Jason Vader, yes.
Now, why is the candy on the shelves from the Halloween candy? Why is it on the shelves early? Well, Halloween candy companies are not sure if they're going to be able to unload it all this year because we're not sure if we're going to be trick-or-treating. So they're figuring, hey, let's get it out on the shelves early and sell more of this stuff.
I get it.
So, you know, why not? Some Reese's peanut butter cups on August 12th, I'm in.
Yeah.
You know. But I'm buying that stuff anyway.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be seeing the Charlie Brown special August 18th.
I think the good news end of this story is that we'll probably see it on sale in mid-October instead of November 1st.
Oh, hell yeah.
Right?
I'm all about that then.
But if you go down another aisle, there's going to be Christmas trees up and everything.
It also means that Christmas stuff is going to be up on August 31st.
I have to be honest. These last several years, I've been practicing social distancing with my Halloween tradition. In other words, I pull one of those moves where I leave the huge bowl of candy with a post-it that just says, take two.
Help yourself.
And this way, I don't have to get up every 8 minutes and some little brat is ringing my doorbell wanting to show his Power Rangers outfit on. I could care less.
The problem,
let me get back to watching the Yankees.
The problem with that is the first kid takes it all, then there's nothing left for the others. But
not in my neighborhood, Mr. Carl.
Screw them. That's what I say. That's story number one. Now, story number two, Dateline Australia. A guy in Victoria, Australia was fined $1,200 for sitting in his car in his own parking garage because he was violating quarantine.
Why?
Why did he have to leave his apartment and sit in his car to get caught by the cops?
No power AC, maybe?
No. Upstairs with his girlfriend getting it on, and the loud sex was just too much for him to handle.
Oh, that's hysterical.
And the cop was like, I'm sorry, you got to be in your apartment.
No.
And he's like, wait, if you heard what I had to hear.
You know what? This guy should get off. I mean, not literally, by the way.
It sounded like somebody got off.
Chose the wrong phrase on that one, Dave, man. This guy shouldn't get a ticket or anything.
$1,200 fine because his roommate was getting it on.
I have a lawyer who will help you out. That case is winnable.
Is he related to Dr. Vinny Boombots?
He might be.
Wow.
Dateline England for our third and final story. And now there's a dating website for mask holes.
Mask holes? Holes?
A mask hole is someone who refuses to wear a mask in public, at grocery stores and liquor stores. I call them mask holes.
Okay, I didn't know that. Okay.
That's new to me, too.
That's good. Well, now they have their own website.
Oh, nice.
The dating website is for mask holes.
What's it called?
Cover your pie hole, okay, mask hole? There's people breathing over here.
Over your pie hole? That's the name of the website?
No, the dating website is a small part of a conservative English guy's website. His name is Toby Young. He's the author of a memoir called How to Lose Friends and Alienate People.
I remember that.
Seems appropriate because that's exactly what you do if you don't wear a mask during a pandemic is alienate people.
That was like a famous book or something.
You'd think an Englishman would be all about wearing a mask to cover up the awful dental work they have.
Oh, jeez. Oh, snap, but, as they say.
He thought it would be a great place for people to meet and date who share the same, massive plandemic conspiracy theories about COVID-19 and people dying not really being true and so forth.
What's it called?
Well, you're going to have to Google Toby Young.
Oh, okay.
Toby Young. But let's hope there's no procreation going on with these people.
Exactly.
For the mask holes.
Toby mask Young. Holes. This guy looks like a real winner.
He's good, right?
So Toby Young. He looks like a fat Moby.
This guy. Not that there's anything wrong with that. He's just got.
You see this.
He's got his lockdown 15, yeah, Dave. Does.
Yeah, I know, but who's taking dating advice from Chubby Moby?
Yeah.
You know, like, I take dating advice from the Brad Pitts of the world.
I'll tell you who, Dave, the mask holes are. That's who. They need someone to lead them.
Yeah.
And it might as well be a Chubby Moby.
Tell me he doesn't look like Chubby Moby. I turned him around.
You are absolutely correct.
That guy is going to give me Romeo and Juliet advice.
He's the man for you to follow.
Okay, fine. I'll stay with some good-looking American guy. I don't know.
That's the good news, no sweat news. Let's not be mask holes today, all right? Mm-mm. We'll see you on Friday for the good news, no sweat news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.